prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 July 2022, and I'm glad you're with us tonight. This is, of course, a live broadcast. Last night was pre-recorded because of the holiday. It's good to have y'all with us again tonight, and I appreciate every one of you from all around the world to listen to this program. All of you that watch the Bible study from all around the world, thank you for doing that. I really sincerely pray that we're blessing you and maybe help you understand a few things along the way and doing something maybe to give you a boost in this world to keep the faith in Christ. That's what we're here for. That's all we're here for, folks. That's to serve Him. Nothing else should be even close to being the primary goal to be alive in this world today, is to glorify our Father on this earth. That's what we're here for. But nonetheless, before I get into it with our guest tonight, Beck mentioned about the T-shirts again, folks, while they last. If you haven't seen a copy of the picture of the T-shirt, go to our website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com, you see him on there. Beautiful T-shirts. They'll bespeak of the courage of not to wear a mask in public because everybody else thinks you should. You love the mask. If you love the T-shirt, if you see it right now, we're closing them out because we're getting ready to make another T-shirt, folks. We're letting them go below cost to $10 a piece because we don't want them to just go to waste. We have all sizes, as far as I know, still in stock. But $10 a piece, as long as it lasts. Now, if you order one and we don't have your size, just ask us to send money back to you. We will, folks. We don't mind doing that at all. But order them while you can. The T-shirts are worth wearing. I wear mine at the gym, workout. I've had several comments on. People ask questions about it. And most of them agree with what it means. Some look a little sheepish, as the T-shirt shows sheep with masks on, lions without. But nonetheless, that's what they're there for. They're the witness to people. $10 a piece for them as long as they last. And our books have been offering all six of my books, $35, and the last three for $15. Well, we have two volumes left. I mean, we're out of one volume of the last three books. We still have two volumes left. They're $10 for those while they last. They were going to put them all into one volume, folks. So if you like to have a copy of my books, you can get all five of them now. There's five of them. We're out of one of them. Five of them. We'll save $25 if you want them. Get them while you can because we're going to do something different with them and come out. And maybe the Lord let me write another one sometime in the future. Don't know yet, but they're available, folks. $5 a piece. $25 will get you all five books. That includes shipping. So get them while they last because they want you to have them. And I'll say this humbly, but I mean before the glory of God, if you're homeschooling your children, these books are a must. These little books, they're just good study guides, scriptural study guides, and historical study guides. They're available to you, folks, at $5 a piece, as long as they last. Please get them while you can. But we'll have them back in stock eventually, though, with at least three volumes all in one book. So just be sure and call us at 800-777-4403 or 304 1-800-846-4448. Tell Lisa what you want. Give her a debit card, credit card, or get her address and write to us, whatever you want to do. We want you to have them. The office is open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Thursdays, we're in the office, myself and Crystal and other sometimes Shannon be working in the office that day to fill orders, take orders, whatever he wants to do. But Lisa answers for us the other 4 days of the week. So do call her. Now, she does stay busy, folks. She has children at home. She's trying to do that in between during special Monday to buy groceries with. That's why we help. That's why we have her do it, because we trust her. And it does help her, too. So you call her up at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell her what you want or get her address and we'll go from there. Now, our guest tonight is a gentleman we had on our Bible studies a month and a half ago. Bart Sobrell is going to join us tonight. He's a gentleman who wrote the book about the moon landing, the one that you, if you were alive then, you were sitting back just enthralled on TV or wherever you were listening to the fact that the United States had put man on the moon. We were the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and we totally trust our government because Kennedy said we were going to do it, and we did it. I was sitting in Crete, Greece, folks, at the time. I was at what we call my rack. I was a Morse code intercept operator, actually an underling, I guess you say, of the CIA spy system. My job was tracking enemy movement in Nam and other places around the world. And when the moon landing got close, we all went to that frequency and heard them say the eagle has landed, and the place went up in an uproar. Now, that's a fact. We all thought we'd accomplished something really wonderful we could brag about to the world. Well, as usual, I was duped again. And it's nothing new, folks. I'm not alone on that. Most of the country was. But since then, by the grace of God, some of us have gotten our eyes open to a lot of lies we've been told for many years about the wars we've been involved in, about the money system, and now, about the moon landing. That have you said, preacher, that happened back in the 60s. Why do you care about that? Because I want you to know that if the government will lie to you on something that big, they'll lie to you on things a lot smaller and even bigger, too, when you get by with it. It's important that we're not deceived by these people, folks, that call themselves our news broadcasters, our leaders. We got to get our eyes off ABC, CBS, NBC, and even Fox and look to the truth of things. Our guest tonight, Bart Sobrell, is going to share with you how his life changed when he started realizing that he'd been lied to also. Bart, are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
No, I'm never all here.
Yeah, who is?
But anyway, man, it's good to have you. I so enjoyed you with us that day in our Bible study. Thank you for joining us. That was very special. Thank you.
Sure, glad to be here.
Well, that was a good time on the church services, and you share with us. Now tonight, I want you to do about the same thing, Bart. Before you do that, though, tell the people about who Bart is, where you come from, what you did in the past, and how'd you get involved in all this cloak and dagger stuff. Go ahead.
Well, myself, the Wright brothers, and Neil Armstrong were all born around Dayton, Ohio. And I grew up, like everybody else, believing that the moon landings are real. I mean, who would think that our government would lie about such an important thing, right?
Yes.
And my dad was in the Air Force at the time. I was just 4 years old, asleep in bed. And he got a VIP package of about 20 9x12 color prints from the alleged first mission to the moon. They were my cherished present. And I had them up on my bedroom wall from age 4 to 14. That means I saw them every day, 10 years in a row, 3,650 times before I even considered the possibility that they were fraudulent. And when I was 14, I was watching a television program interviewing a man who worked at NASA during the Apollo program for 6 years with high security clearances. He said he edited classified memos going from Von Braun, the rocket designer, to the Pentagon back and forth, and he saw one by Von Braun that said the likelihood of going to the moon on the first attempt with 1960s technology and not killing the crew was a 1 in 10,000 chance, and that they bluffed like a good poker player and pretended they had a capability that they did not. That kind of planted the seed in my mind, and I 10 years later had become a filmmaker. Now, the job of a filmmaker is to make fake scenes look real. And with that experience, I could look at the moon pictures and tell you that they were lit with artificial electrical lighting, not sunlight. And I could tell you the differentiation between the real soil and, of course, the fake backdrop. So at that time, I was editing a film for the man who had produced the show I'd seen as a 14-year-old 10 years earlier. And I said, do you remember that guy who was on your program? He said the moon landings were fake, and he put me in touch with them. And he, as me being a filmmaker, suggested I do a documentary about it.
Let me ask you this question. What did it mean to you when you first realized that this was a hoax? After all those years, just like myself and others, believing this all happened, we were a wonderful country, we had beat the world to the first planet, so to speak. What did it make you feel like?
Well, it was a multi-layered process, but when I knew for sure, when I popped in a videotape and doing research, and it was a classified tape of fake photography that said do not show to the public at the beginning of it, and when I saw them creating a 1-foot model of the Earth pretending that it was floating in space, dated 2 days into the flight of the alleged first mission, I just wept, because this means that mankind is stooped so low and has fallen so far that they would lie about such a thing. My film, which you can view for free at Sabrell, it's my last name, S as in Sam, I, B as in boy, R-E-L, Sabrell.com, is called The Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. These films that I produced, they cost $1 million. We were financed by a board member of an aerospace company that builds rockets for NASA, who knows that they are fake, and it was his patriotic duty, he felt, to support these films. And so I'm producing the film under the theory that it might be true that they faked it. And in my research, I stumble upon a classified reel of footage of them faking part of the moon mission right in front of your eyes, dated 2 days into the flight, and with the CIA on a third track of audio telling them how to do it. And when I realized that they really did not go to the moon, I mean, it just crushed my heart, and I realized I lived in a world that was fallen and more lost than I had ever before realized. And that's the significance of this. That's what you said at the beginning, Pastor, is that, well, what difference does it make? It happened in the 60s. Well, what difference does it make is that the current people in power are the apprentices and offspring,
true,
theologically, of those who killed Kennedy, did 9/11, faked the moon landing, and they're in charge because they still say to this day that the moon landings are real when they're not. So my film, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, which you can watch for free at Sabrell.com, opens up with the scripture, where there is pride, then comes disgrace. And we show the Tower of Babel, which, as you know from Genesis 6, says the only reason they were building it was to boast to the neighboring nations that they could touch the face of God. And, of course, it was never finished. Then we show the Titanic and a publicity picture that had the audacity to say it was the ship that God himself could not sink. And we know what happened there. And then,
let me, another question. What did your dad, being an Air Force veteran like I was, what did he feel when he first saw this and knew it was fake?
Well, he walked out. When I showed him the footage that of them faking part of the mission, I wept, and he couldn't handle it. He U-turned and walked out of the screening room. And, in fact, if you get the book Moon Man, which you can get at Sabrell.com, in either audiobook that I read or Kindle or print, we have a deathbed confession from a man in the military who was at the base, chief of security, where they filmed Apollo 11 1 year in advance, June 1st, 2nd, 3rd of 1968. He stood beside President Johnson while they filmed Apollo 11 a year in advance at a military base here in the United States. He confessed this on his deathbed. So not only do we have classified footage of fake photography for all the world to see, we have an eyewitness testimony that it was fake, and then you have simple deductive reasoning. Today,
I got to say this too. It's a wonder, a marvel that they actually thought that they could buy with this forever. But it's also a marvel that so many people still believe we went to the moon. So both ways, it's incredible. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, when I first was proposed the idea of making a film about it, I turned it down because I realized there was enough evidence just in my preliminary investigation that indicated that it could have been falsified. And I knew that if I pursued this, it could be dangerous. So I wanted to have a wife and family someday. So I turned it down. About another 5 years went by, and one of my clients was a famous Christian musician, And they said, hey, I'll get one of your screenplays to a famous Hollywood producer if I do them a favor. I'm like, what? They said, read the Bible. So I got a one-year Bible. I started reading June 3rd, 1989, the day the man stood in front of the tanks in China. And over the next 5 years, I'd read the Bible five times from cover to cover. Now, I wasn't a Christian yet, but I did develop a conviction that things don't make themselves. God made the earth and the universe, and that there is a judgment after your life for how you lived your life, whether you were selfish or unselfish, was what it really boils down to. And then I realized if they did not go to the moon, that's actually more profound of an event historically than if they'd actually gone. I mean, we have one of two choices. Either they went with 1960s technology, even though they can't do it today with five decades better technology, or they lied about it, they gave them medals of honor for lying, they embezzled an equivalent of $200 billion, and they murdered people to keep it a secret. And that being the case, what we have here is one of the greatest events in human history is not going to the moon. It's not having the humility to admit that Kennedy bit off more than we could chew and actually staging it. So staging the moon missions is more profound historically than if they'd actually gone. And I realized that this is a truth that needs to be told. And just as the Tower of Babel was blasphemous for wanting to touch the face of God, it was blasphemous to say that the Titanic was a ship that God himself could not sink. When Nixon was talking to allegedly men on the moon when he knew they were not there, he said, putting a man on the moon is the greatest event since creation itself. And again, another blasphemous event. All three of those events never were finished. The Tower of Babel was never finished. The Titanic never made one voyage. And Nixon blasphemously said that putting a man on the moon was second only to God's creation when he knew they weren't even there. Another blasphemous event. So I realized that this faking of the moon landings has spiritual significance to it. In fact, 2 Thessalonians 2:9, and speaking of the deceptions and the last days, says that the coming of Satan will be displayed in counterfeit miracles. And what is putting a man on the moon? A modern day miracle. A modern day counterfeit miracle.
Yes, very good put. Very well put. Absolutely. Absolutely. Never thought about that way. That's very true. Go ahead.
Well, so I realized that I'm going to die anyway, and I might as well die for a just cause. So I changed my mind. I started producing this film with the backing of someone who builds rockets for NASA, who knows they were fake. And 2.5 years or 3 years into the 7-year project, I find unmistakable classified footage proving that, yes, indeed, the missions were 100% certainty falsified. You can see all this at Sabrell.com. And then, even after I'm done, as I'm writing the book, I'm put in touch with a man who was there when they filmed it at his military base where he was chief of security in 1968, and he even gave us the CIA code name for the project, the location it was filmed, the dates it was filmed, and a list of 15 VIP visitors who were allowed in to observe the faking of the moon landing in 1968. All of this he gave to us. And all those people...
What was the code name? Just curious. What was the code name?
Well, you have to read the book, Moon Man.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. All right.
But basically... Gotcha. President Johnson himself came up with the code name, and it was basically tantamount to guaranteeing the success, because when you fake it, you can guarantee that they will return safely, right? You can guarantee it. And during the Vietnam War, with America, you know, protesting so much, it gave them a nice pep rally, something to cheer about, some distraction, something to believe in. And, you know, it's like trying to take candy away from a baby when you try to tell people that their adored, really godlike experience of putting a man on the moon was a false god. A lot of people just don't want to hear that. They would rather believe the lie. And it talks about that in the last days as well in the New Testament, that God gives them a powerful delusion and they believe it simply because their hearts don't seek the truth.
That's true.
The number one reason I hear from people who just refuse to admit the fact that they were falsified is our government wouldn't lie about such an important thing. And moreover, I think really they don't want to accept the fact because it means that they live in a fallen world and our leaders are corrupt. And they don't want to live in such a world, therefore they don't perceive it. But I would think I would want to know if I had cancer. I would want to know if the bridge is out ahead of me. And so I guess that's, you know, the difference between people who generally seek the truth and who do not. Pride, it says, comes before a fall. And in the book of Obadiah, it says pride blinds you from being able to see the truth. And what is pride? It's simply the unwillingness to be wrong. Just as humility is the willingness to be wrong. And we have to be willing to be wrong. I used to think the moon landings are real. I was their greatest fan. And when I was faced with the facts, I just had to accept it. This is the world that we live in. This is the fallen, lost world that we live in. And what a shock that the country that claims to be a light on the hill of truth and democracy is one of the most corrupt on earth.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And at one time, it was a light on the hill, but it certainly has turned from that. So you realize this and you start investigating it. And I'm sure the more you investigate it, the stinkier it got, and the more you realized how fake it was. How did you handle it? I mean, what did you do? Did you just go whole hog in exposing it, or how did you handle that in your mind?
Well, first of all, I just quietly wept. It was like I was mourning for mankind, that the world and mankind are so lost and so deplorable that we can't even tell the truth about such a thing. It just broke my heart. And then I got really scared because I had proof that the moon landings are fake in my house with a toddler son and a blind roommate. I thought, what have I gotten myself into? And I panicked. And so if you read Moon Man at Sabrell.com, a third of the book is, you know, the how and why the moon landings are fake. Another third is, well, what does this mean? It means criminals are in charge of our government to this hour. Don't you think we should do something about that? And the remaining third are my never before shared behind the scenes espionage adventures, including being kidnapped and drugged by the CIA after I discovered this footage. I escaped their custody. And I said, I got him now, you know, because I peed in a cup. And I said, I'm going to prove in a lab that I was given this exotic truth serum by the CIA. So I gave it to a friend. He took it to a lab under his name, you know, trying to outwit the CIA. A few days later, he calls back. And I'm like, well, what did the lab report say? He says, well, there was a problem. I'm like, yeah. He says, well, the lab was broken into over the weekend. And funny thing, the only thing stolen was your urine sample. So I had many, many weird adventures, and we even have a recording of an astronaut, Apollo astronaut, after I confronted him with this classified footage, that he literally, you know, kicked me, violently threw us out of his house, and in the commotion, we left a very high-quality wireless microphone on him, and my cameraman left the camera recording in the back of the car in his driveway. So we're recording the private audio of an Apollo astronaut in his home with the door closed after I show him the secret footage proving the moon landings are fake. And he and his son are discussing calling the CIA to have me assassinated. Now, if I, you know, am some silly person who thinks they didn't go to the moon when they really did, why would the CIA have to be involved in killing some silly person who thinks the Earth is flat or we didn't go to the moon or whatever? However, if I'm a journalist uncovering a genuine fraud, then they would have to call the CIA. And that's exactly what we have on tape. And not to mention all these strange things that happened to me, being followed from church, my car being tampered with, brake fluid being removed, someone messing with the cruise control so that the accelerator pedal would get stuck, you know, and I couldn't stop the car. All sorts of strange things started happening to me. And what can you do? There are good guys in the government keeping an eye on me and other people who are investigating these things. And this is just the war that's going on in our government and the world.
You were kidnapped, that's no doubt. That's in the book. Folks, just get the book or read online, whatever you got to do. But it's worth reading. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat because it's written almost like a spy novel. But it's a true story. What really happened to Bart. So you need to get the book and read it as soon as possible. That's very important. We'll tell you how to get it in just a few minutes. But now, all the adventures you went through, and I won't tell the whole book, but besides being kidnapped, what else did you face?
Well, I mean, there was ridicule from people you know, church members and family members and so forth and so on. I've talked to some people who say there's no evidence that will convince them that the moon landings are fake. I mean, they've literally made it a god. I talked to a professor of an aerospace department at a major university. I said, well, what if you saw Neil Armstrong confess on national TV, tearfully admitting it was fake and asking for forgiveness? And the guy said, I still think they went to the moon. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, people literally have made a god out of this, and I'm insulting their god. And it's like if you go to the internet and type in, you know, moon landing fraud, you don't get anything about the fraud. You get 101 films defending the moon missions. Now, if the moon missions are so obviously real, then anyone who says otherwise is an idiot. So why are there hundreds of videos that took thousands of hours and millions of dollars to produce to convince a bunch of idiots that, you know, take our word for it, the moon landings are real, don't listen to Bart? I mean, would there be, if I went on, you know, national television and said Mickey Mouse was the first president, not George Washington, you think there'd be 101 films to defend the fact that George Washington? No, it would speak for itself, but thou dost protest too much. And you can prove simply through logic that they didn't go to the moon, because today, in the 21st century, the farthest that NASA can send an astronaut from the Earth is only 250 miles up. Now, the moon is 1,000 times farther. So what they're saying is they had 1,000 times greater technology in 1969 than they do today. Now, that's impossible. It's impossible for technology to go backwards. They can't send astronauts 1,000 times farther into space in 1969 than they can today. That's illogical. And if it weren't for people having such an emotional attachment to this, they would see the truth for what it is.
Well, it is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, this, folks, I believe me, we said happened 50 years ago. Longer than that, almost 60 years ago, I guess you could say. But it's hard for us to put these things aside and realize we've been lied to so many times. The folks, stop and think about 9/11, what really happened there. Stop and think about the hoax of Vietnam, why we got involved in that war. Think about the lies that got us involved in World War II, World War I. Why will you not believe that they would fake something like a moon landing to give us a boost in morales in a country and nothing else, and to be able to sink in billions of dollars into something that they knew wasn't working, but money still changed hand because we were naive enough to believe it. Our money, by the way. So don't be shocked and don't be dismayed and don't be frustrated. Just understand we're trying to reveal these things to you so you won't be deceived any further. Now, after you got the book out and people started reading it, what kind of response did you have overall?
Well, it's interesting. If you, I mean, I've done a lot of interviews. I remember the first time I was on Coast to Coast, I got 2,000 emails in 24 hours. And up until about maybe 5 years ago, 90% of the emails I got, you know, how dare you say such a thing, I would be dead.
Hang on through the break. Bart, we'll finish at the break, okay? Folks, any questions, comments about tonight, it's wide open. 844-769-2944. Were you alive then? Were you deceived like I was? If you were alive then, you probably were. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. Phone lines open, 844-769-2944. We're talking to Bart Sabrell about this book he mentioned. I knew about it before I ever thought about reading it. I really did. I knew the moon landing was fake, but I didn't see any point in checking up on all about the information about it. I didn't know it was. After I read the book, I began to appreciate more the courage it took for Bart to do this and the audacity, the arrogance of the people that faked this to come after him and astronauts to physically kick him out of his house and, you know, threatening behind the scenes to call the CIA to have him killed. This is what America is today and was back in the 60s. Just think what it is today. If it's this stinking dirty back in the 60s, just imagine what it's like today out in the cesspool we call government and leadership of the world. Now, Bart, you said that when you got your book out, you got a lot of emails. Tell us about that again.
Well, yeah, up until about 5 years ago, 90% of the emails I got were people very angry, saying, how dare you say that the moon landings are fake? And then about 5 years ago, there was a literal paradigm shift. And now 99% of the emails I get are keep up the good work. Some people are just now seeing a funny thing happen on the way to the moon, which you can watch for free at Sabrell, Sibrel.com, and it just changes their mind. I've had people in the alternative media halfway through the book, Moon Man, saying, you know, I was on the fence until I started reading your book, and now I know for certain that they did not go to the moon, and that's a fact. So what does this mean? It means that the people who run our country and the world, they're liars and they're murderers and they're embezzlers. These are the people who run the world. And in fact, it really says so in the Bible. When Jesus was being tempted by the devil in the desert, the devil said to him that he could receive the kingdoms of the world if only he would worship Lucifer. Lucifer goes on to say, because the kingdoms of the world belong to Satan. And Satan can give them to anyone he wants to. So do you think Satan is going to give the kingdoms of the world to honest people? No. He's going to give them to corrupt liars like himself. So who runs the world? Corrupt liars. That's why the United States faked the moon landing. And there are corrupt liars leading virtually every single country in the world. And when they're not, they are assassinated by the CIA and replaced with corrupt liars. That's just the way it works. It says so in the Bible. It says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who holds the end will be saved. So, yeah, they were killing presidents in 1963. They were faking moon landings in 1969. Imagine how corrupt they are now. In fact, William Benny worked for the NSA, an offshoot of the CIA, for 30 years. He went on national TV a few years ago and says, oh, by the way, we are spying on the private cell phone conversations of Supreme Court justices to get financial and sexual impropriety dirt on them so that we can blackmail them into voting the way that we tell them to. No one contradicts him. No one says that's not true, and there's not a single congressional investigation into the undisputed fact that Supreme Court justices are being blackmailed. Now, what kind of country is it when it's an established fact that Supreme Court justices are being blackmailed by the CIA and no one does an investigation into that because they're all either on the take or scared? The fact is, we're going to die anyway. So anybody in the government who knows information, you're going to just keep your mouth shut to keep your paycheck coming in? You know, you're going to die anyway. I would want for the historical record to know that you didn't live your life a coward and took a stand for what is right. It's what our founding fathers had to do 246 years ago after the Boston Massacre. They said, enough is enough. We are going to risk our lives, our property, our wives, our children, everything, because what Britain is doing is wrong. And now the United States has become twice the tyrant that King George ever was. Amen. I mean, they were complaining because they had one or two taxes. Think about how many taxes we have. God only asks for 10%. I once got paid exactly $100 in a Christmas bonus. And after federal tax and local tax and sales tax came out of that $100, I was left with $54. So that means the government is taking 46% of my income. how can that be ethical? And we can't even get roads without potholes in them. We can't even get synchronized traffic lights in the main city of a capital city. I'm driving down the street, stop at a red light, I wait, it turns green, I go to the very next light, it turns red again. They can't even synchronize traffic lights. Where's my 46% going? I'll tell you where it's going. It's going into faking moon landings and murdering people who try to expose it. Because the book Moon Man reveals that the crew that would have been the crew to walk on the moon first was murdered by the CIA. And that's not my opinion. That's the opinion of the dead astronaut's widow and the opinion of the dead astronaut's son, who's a 747 pilot. They are 100% certain that the crew that would have been the first crew to walk on the moon was murdered by the CIA because the commander of that crew was a whistleblower complaining that they were 10 years away from going to the moon and not two. They can't even go to the moon today with 5 decades better technology. They can't even orbit the moon with an unmanned probe. They said in 2014 they're going to have an unmanned probe orbiting the moon. In 2016, they can't even do that. They just canceled the project because they couldn't do it. So how could they possibly go to the moon 1,000 times farther than they can send an astronaut today with 1960s technology on the first attempt, when Elon Musk, with 5 decades better technology, cannot land a rocket vertically the first 5 times he tries? It blows up 5 times in a row. And yet somehow, with 1 millionth the computing power, we land a rocket vertically every single time we tried with 1 millionth the computing power. How does that work? You know, it makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. And again, you said a mouthful when you said America had become the last major empire of the world. And all empires end in total destruction. And folks, America's going down the same path. We started out maybe being a nation that wanted to live somewhat independently, as Washington said, not become entangled with foreign affairs. Didn't last long. Greed took over the country very quickly, folks. That's just man's nature. Israel didn't last but 2 generations. When in the promised land, they turned. So nothing new here. It's just that it's gotten so far and so far down the road in the wrong direction. There's no turning around. Let's go to phone lines, like I promised. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch and our guest.
Hello.
I'd like to ask your guests. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask your guests, what do you think of the James Bond movie Diamonds Are Forever, where they kind of talked about a fake moon landing in that movie?
Is pretty funny. Yeah, because there are people in Hollywood who noticed that the lighting was inconsistent with sunlight and more in line with electrical lighting. So I guess as an inside joke in the James Bond film Diamonds Are Forever, he's in this underground base in Nevada, and he's being chased, you know, by the bad guys, and he, you know, runs across this fake set of the lunar landing. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, the same thing with the film Capricorn 1 that came out in 1978. They didn't have the guts to say it was about a fake moon landing, so they said it was a fake Mars landing. But it was clear that what people in Hollywood already knew. Same thing that, because I'm a filmmaker, my job is to make fake scenes look real. I can tell you with 100% certainty that the pictures that they claim were on the moon in sunlight were lit with electrical lighting, because the shadows are intersecting at 90 degrees from objects 5 feet apart, when if it were lit by sunlight, the shadows would be parallel and never intersect. So apparently people in Hollywood knew that. They made a kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke by putting a fake lunar set in that movie, and then a few years later made a film called Capricorn 1 about a fake Mars landing. And it virtually parallels exactly the faking of the moon mission. So, yeah, people know, and they continue to. I think there was even a science fiction movie a few years ago that made reference to the moon landings being fake. So that's just the way that it is. I'm hoping that someday the truth will come out and be known, and maybe that will help restore integrity to our country.
What do you think of UFOs, flying saucers, and Area 51? That they supposedly they have them there. What do you think of all that?
Well, that's not true. If you go to Sobrel.com and scroll down to my articles, you can read an article that I spent hundreds of hours researching and writing called "Are There Really Aliens from Outer Space?" The fact is, Edgar Mitchell, who claimed he walked on the moon when he did not, also goes around saying aliens are real when they are not. The government is trying really hard to get us to believe in aliens. And in fact, it actually says indirectly in the Bible that there is no life elsewhere in the universe, only on Earth. If you read Revelation 20...
What about all these sightings? They see these things. I mean, they get pictures of them.
Well, you can read the article at Sabrell.com. Basically, the top two UFO researchers spent decades researching UFOs, and independently of each other, they came to the following conclusion. Number one, UFOs are real, and number two, they're not from outer space. They think they're demonic. I think they're fallen angels masquerading as aliens from another world, which can't be verified independently. So Revelation 21:3 says, when God makes the new heaven and the new earth, he will dwell with us personally. Now, it says multiple times in the Bible that God does not show partiality. So if there's life on other worlds and he's dwelling with us and not them, then he's showing partiality. The only way he cannot show partiality and dwell with us is if we're it. You got to understand, whatever the government wants us to believe, the exact opposite is true. They want us to believe the moon landings are real. They're not real. They want us to believe in aliens. So they're not real.
Is it possible that these fallen angels are piloting these flying saucers?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you are immortal until you're thrown into the lake of fire, and let's just say the Bible calendar is true, then aliens, fallen angels, have been around for 6,000 years. And so maybe they've developed machines that can fly under the water like a submarine and then up into the air. Why not? That's what the top two UFO researchers said. He said UFOs are real. However, they're not from outer space, they're from Earth, and they think they're demonic. Now, why is it when people are being abducted by aliens, they invoke the name of Jesus and they run away? I mean, if they're creatures from another planet, why would the name, you know, Butch, Bart, Bob, Buddha, or Jesus make any difference to them? You know what I mean? So I think there's a connection there, and the top two UFO researchers said that. Just go to Sabrell.com. Scroll down to the articles and click on the article that says, are there really aliens from outer space? And you'll see that I don't think that they are. I think that's another government lie. They want us to believe in them for some reason. Who knows?
What do you think of Area 51? There's these different places where they supposedly have this technology.
Well, I mean, that's what they want us to believe. I mean, they can, quote, leak out stuff, and the alternative media can be deceived just like everybody else. I mean, it is a secretive military base. They're probably just testing experimental aircraft there. The fake moon landings were not shot there. They were shot at a different base. We have an eyewitness of which base that was, and it's in the book Moon Man, which you can get at Sabrell.com. Now, what is Groom Lake or, Area 51 all about? They're probably just, you know, using experimental aircraft, and that's it. Who knows what else is going on there? But I don't think it has anything to do with aliens at all.
Okay. Good call, Bruce.
All right. Thanks for the information.
Thank you. And sure. You know, I have to agree. These what we call aliens are fallen angels, fallen devils, demons, if you will. That's who they are. They have technology. And folks, if you think that the ancient people of Egypt built the pyramids so perfectly that we can't even match them today with nothing but poles and sticks and whatever, you're mistaken. This was all demonically controlled even then. So no, the fallen angels, the fallen devils, if you will, are in space. They do dwell out of our limits. They're above us. They, as far as physically being able to see things, they see things where we can't see because they are above us. And these fallen angels are for real. And they're no aliens. These are for real fallen angels. I'm convinced that mankind's also communicate with them. And I'm almost certain that's also true because in the Old Testament they come down and they had relations with women. That's what brought forth giants. So this is nothing to be surprised about. But they're not from Mars or Jupiter or anywhere else. Bart, anything else you want to say that before we go to the next caller? Anything else you want to say?
No, I mean, I agree with you. I think aliens are something that our government wants us to believe in, when in fact, I believe the only life, human type life that exists in the universe is right here on Earth.
Okay. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch.
Hey, Mick.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, now then, you who made that movie?
What movie? I'm sorry, say again.
Do you know who made that movie? That one where we're supposed to went to the moon?
I didn't quite understand the question. You're asking who made...
He said, who made the movie about supposedly went to the moon? Who made the movie?
Well, somebody was in charge of the fake photography. My guess, it was Stanley Kubrick, because he was making a film about going to the moon in 1968 called 2001 A Space Odyssey, which is, in my opinion, still the best science fiction film ever made. He was photographed at NASA around that time, and in his film The Shining, he left little clues, including the little boy in the film having on a shirt that said Apollo 11. And so he was more than likely the person who filmed the first fake moon mission.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Now then, did you know that his daughter sold him out and told the whole world right before you did? Did you know that?
Well, I never talked to his daughter. I talked to his wife, Christine, for a while. And she wouldn't say anything specifically, but I could tell you that she seemed to hint that he had something to do with it.
You know, like that? You know, but it's aliens? You know, but how the heck those aliens hit Earth? Are you familiar with Aleister Crowley?
Well, other than him allegedly being one of the founders of the Illuminati and the Washington, D.C.
No, he's not the founder of the Illuminati. But here's the deal. L. Ron Hubbard, Jack Parsons, went to Roswell, Nixon, and opened a portal and let them through into this dimension. Now then, they're using CERN to let them back in here again. Talk to Bob Lazar. He'll tell you the whole thing.
Okay, did you say talk to who again?
Bob Lazar.
Yeah, I mean, I saw an interview with Bob Lazar. He's a person who worked at Area 51 and gave a testimony of what he called, you know, a technological flying machine that used zero gravity. My... you could say interpretation of his interview was that he was telling the truth. Now, whether or not that machine was built by aliens is another issue. He just assumed that only aliens could come up with that technology, and I believe that he did, you know, see that technology. However, it was in fact fallen angels who had built it. I mean, fallen angels.
Ifs and buts to it.
Yeah,
Our government made a pact with these demons. I'm not sure when, but the president of the United States made a pact with these demons. Was you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't exactly hear what you were saying. You were kind of breaking up a little bit. But I want to maybe say one other thing about the alien ruse. There's a TV show that came out not too long ago. I thought it was just one episode, but apparently it was a series called Ancient Aliens. And because of DNA technology, they were able to trace back all of humanity to one woman, just like the Bible says. And because they can't deny that science, they say, well, it is true. We were made, all humans did come from one woman, just like the Bible says. But rather than saying God made that woman, they say it was aliens from outer space. And yet, in the 3 years of the program, they never asked the simple third grader question is, well, if we were made by aliens, well, who made them? And so here's what I want people to hear. If aliens are really fallen angels, and they're saying on that program that we were made by aliens, then what they're really saying is that mankind was made by Lucifer rather than God. And doesn't it say that in Isaiah chapter 13, that Lucifer wanted to ascend and take the credit of God? And that's what this TV show is saying. Mankind was not made by God. We were made by aliens, which are actually fallen angels, the leader of which is Lucifer. So what they're actually saying is that mankind was made by Lucifer instead of God. Isn't that amazing?
Well, and that's what they're saying. It's what they believe. Mick, I got to jump. Good call, though, and good questions.
Can I say something else?
Oh, yeah, go. Okay, hurry. We're running out of time. Got some more calls. Go ahead.
The second accreditation is a job. The Blackfeet Chinese did not call for the job people. You understand that?
Okay.
The Bible again. Two creations, not one.
Okay. All right. I disagree with that, but go ahead. Good call. Thank you. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in.
Hello, Butch. Hello, Bart.
Hey,
Thank
Mike.
You very much for this program.
Yes, sir.
In 1973, about September, I saw a UFO that was like walking down to the beach. And it was the size of the ocean and moved very slowly. I tried to get people in my family to come out and look at it. It was extremely low to the ground, and I could see the other side of it, but it was many, many, many miles away. And that got me to wondering and asking a lot of questions. I believe that it is satanic, and I wanted to ask your guest, Butch, about TR-3B Astra. TR-3B Astra. I saw a film that a veteran had made in Afghanistan of this thing doing bombing runs to open up the path in front of
them. Okay, we got to hurry.
I'm just going to go, and I'll listen to the response. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, but very quickly, Bart, can you give me information about that?
No, I don't know anything about that. I guess he's referring to a particular type of aircraft, maybe an advanced aircraft. So that's the first I've heard of it.
Okay. Just going to go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
I'll hurry up here. I have the book, the 213-page paperback book, Moon Man, by Bart Sabrell. So thank you, Bart, for writing that. And I've been up to his website. I've watched several videos of him, video interviews of him, and several of the videos that he's made. So Bart's the real McCoy, and I'd just like to tell people, check out his website and Pastor Butch, have Bart give out his website, please.
Okay.
And I'd ask everybody, please, to support Pastor Butch and pray for Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean and the Call Decision Ministry team. And I'll let you guys finish off. God bless
you.
Thank you so much.
And Bart, we're down about the last minute. Give out your website, please, and people can make contact you via email or something.
Sure. Just go to my website. It's my last name, Sabrell, S-I-B-R-E-L, Sabrell.com, and you can get a copy of the book in print, Kindle, or audio, and also see all the links. The book is kind of interactive. It's got 15 video links, and I write a chapter, and I say, now stop, go to video link number one at Sabrell.com, and then you'll know what I'm about to talk about in the next chapter. And, you know, I wish the moon landings were real. We'd live in a better world if they were real. But unfortunately, they were fake, and we have to face facts.
Amen. Well, Bart, it's been very good talking to you. Maybe we'll talk in the future, but keep in touch with me, okay?
All righty.
God bless, my friend. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. It's Wednesday night already, tomorrow night, of course. We'll talk about tomorrow night. Just do this with me and you. We've got a lot of things to share. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.